That's right, Steve. I was involved with USICA, emergency. They're pretty much involved with emergency relating to USICA club, because they do get involved with emergencies, and that's what they do the best at, to the best ability. And I was involved with USICA emergency club for many years, and I just dropped out of it. I just don't get involved and participate like I used to be back years ago when I was. And I just decided that after COVID started, I just didn't go anymore, because people were using masks to cover stuff up from going in places they were that they went to. And I myself, I just dropped out of USICA. Well, I shouldn't drop out of USICA totally, but it is a great, great club, I have to admit. I'm not going to say that anything about that club. That is a very special club to get involved with. It really is. But there was a lot of great people there. But the reason why I didn't go anymore was because of COVID. Because when the COVID came out, that's when everybody had shut the doors and didn't want to go out and club it that much anymore, because that disease was very contagious, spread everywhere, you know. That's what's bad about, you know, that kind of disease that they had around the world. So back to you, Steve, KCHCBT.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there are some clubs then since, you know, after COVID started, that, like church services and everything else, you know, I have virtual presences. I think, I'm not sure if USICA does or not, but I think Lance Cruz was, and I think maybe still is, and I think the Hazel Park, they had some, you know, virtual, still have a virtual presence, and I'm sure some other ones. I think with the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, which kind of is, this is kind of their home repeater, you know, they try to put some, I don't know if it's live stream or you put some content out there from their monthly meeting. So, yeah, it's not a club, you know, but it's, you know, they meet on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9, Thursday evenings at the Macomb County Intermediate School District building at Garfield at 19 and a half or so. So anyway, if you're interested in coming out, about 25 people show up or so, maybe more. You know, I'm kind of surprised. Even last, was it the second, third Monday? I don't know. The month, I just can't remember. But, Thursday. I think maybe the third Thursday or something like that. And when we had that bad weather and all that, there was like 25 people show up, even though a lot of schools were closed during the day.
By the way, a small world, you mentioned about the immediate school. Yeah, that's where my wife works. She's a bus assistant. She watches kids on a bus for a living, and she helps the artistic kids, wheelchair kids, and special needs, too, that she does for a living as well. So she works there. In fact, over there, I got there on 19 Mile over there, Steve. And mentioned about the retirement. Yeah, I've been retired for 3 years now, Steve. I retired at Flexigate over there, 11 Mile Gross Back. I've been there for 39 years, so I was due for retirement, Steve, and I had to get out of there because I had bad feet, was getting bad. My feet was getting worse by every year, and I said, well, now it's time to retire, and that's what I did. So it's a good thing I had done that. KCHCPT.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah, John. Yeah, I think she mentioned something about that. You get the cold floor and all that. Just wasn't doing you any favors, you know, over time with that. And isn't there a Flexing Gate? There's a couple of ones in Detroit. What, I don't know if there's one on French Road, the Flexing Gate, or maybe also off of Jefferson. I don't know if there's... They got a few operations around Detroit now, don't they?
They sure do there, Steve. They got a few of them. They just built the one that was huge. It was a big shop that they had built about, I think, 2 years ago. And they hired about, I think, 700 people in that shop. That's how big the shop is, you know. And yeah, they start hiring people. And then when they start hiring people, you know, they train us for experience and all that. So once they train them, they were capable to do the machinery work, what they'd done in that shop, where they had new machines coming in when they were installing them at the time then. So at the process, they were training these people, these guys and these ladies. I'm sure they were training them pretty good, too, you know. But you had to know the training. If you didn't, they had to let you go, you know. But they're doing pretty good, I'm sure, in Detroit. They have that one in Detroit. They also have one in Royal Oak, where my wife's uncle is. They have one there. And although the one I mentioned, I'm a little on a gross path, but they have one about a block away from us. They have another one there. It's called FlexiGate, Tech something, I'm not sure, I can't remember. But there's a FlexiGate there, that's too far from where I used to work, about a block away. And they got a few more other ones. I'm sure they have a lot of other ones out of state too there, Steve.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember something just, like was the one they built in right in the city limits of Detroit. I believe they, remember like during Mayor Duggan's time period there and early on, and they were promising jobs to opening it up and first chance on, I forgot how many jobs, they were having people help them, create their work experience or qualifications for that too. So they were promising at least the opportunity for, how many, it was a lot of jobs, so good, so. So it's good to hear. I grew up in Detroit, so even though I don't live there, I haven't lived there in many, many years. But kind of follow everything and been all around the city over the years.
Yeah, that's true. Been working for a lot of years, in and out with restaurant dishwashing when I was a kid. Busting tables when I was a kid back in the day, and I go through jobs, hopped into one job to the next, and finally I got this one job. Lord blessed me with this job that I have before I retire, and Lord, I tell you, it's the best retirement I've ever had in my life. But although, even in the time that I was, all the years that I've been there, it was so wonderful to work with the people. The people is what makes it special. You're going to miss the people, but you ain't going to miss the work there, Steve,
Well, that's good that you go to get a job where you miss the people that you thought you create some connections in your, when you went to work, yeah. Yeah, I grew up doing paper route, with the paper route too, tried that for a number of years, and from the time I was 12, subbing stuff when I was 11 and 12 through when I went off to college, and so having that one, I used to go, and also people would ask me to do other work, so therefore that job led to painting, landscaping, and on and on, a few other jobs along with for the people on my route. Developed a pretty good reputation, and so I was doing work for people's parents and grandparents as well as other locations. So, when I went to college, I played some baseball, some sports and everything, so it allowed me some flexibility to continue to play some sports at a competitive level, But yeah, I grew up on the East Side, so around 7 and Chainer. And, it's kind of funny that they say it's one of the 48205 is one of the I don't know if it is still, but for a while there, not too long ago, it was considered one of the five dangerous zip codes in America.